When you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. If I see a reoccurring post on social media almost without fail, it is a post from the people reminding the president of his promises told to them on the campaign trail concerning the rule of law that he promised to bring back in. After all, he had been given delegated authority from we the people to prosecute, yet he is not. Remember, Donald Trump said on December 29th, 2017, that I can do whatever I want with the Justice Department. The question that I have for the president is, why haven't you prosecuted the enemies within who mean to destroy you in this country? I, of course, am playing to those that still have not opened their eyes to the never-ending game of circus of politics that they're caught up into. Scripture tells us, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. Though we don't have title of nobility in this country, we do have a president that is to enforce the law that the king, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, did give. Therefore, we see that judgment scatters evil away, as does it guard our liberties. Yet, judgment has not been brought forth to establish peace and righteousness within our country by this administration. What of that swamp that remains to be judged according to the law, Mr. President?
I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them.
Americans need to awake to the fact that this is all controlled opposition, friends. The left warring against the right is nothing more than pro wrestling. Furthermore, this president acts...
Where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
And I said acts, this is what actors do, more like an impotent victim than the commander-in-chief. America, Donald Trump is the president, not the victim. He is nothing more than a created underdog, CIA-controlled media attacking him, who is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. Why? It is simply to drive more support for his administration. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin. Furthermore, this is merely the circus of politics from start to finish, designed to divert one's attention away from the agenda that they are pushing forward. And all of this, of course, is behind the contrived and fabricated smoke and mirrors. Look at the headlines just today, highlighting the crimes of corruption in government, Obama administration officials, FBI, and CNN coordinated to set up Donald Trump? Really? Well, Mr. President, when is the DOJ that you have control over to do what you will going to bring forth judgment against those that allegedly want to overthrow your administration? This is illegal, Mr. President. This is simply the conditioning of the American people by pulling away prosecution of the guilty with the helps coming from the likes of appeasers, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, and Daryl Issa. Folks, we are not seeing justice. We are seeing injustice. These criminals are not being prosecuted, and at length, they are being promoted. Pay attention. If you tell them what they want to hear, they don't bother to try to see. Another headline. Entrenched Obama bureaucrats tried to cover up for Hillary, destabilize Trump. Well, on May 25th of 2018, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton received the Radcliffe Medal, which annually honors a recipient whose life and work have had a transformative impact on society. Sound familiar? Fundamentally transform America? I thought Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were rivals. Where is that special prosecutor, Mr. Trump, that you promised to bring forth were you to win the presidency?
But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
Another headline. America deserves to know if Democrats, as if to suggest that there's a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, divide and conquer, used taxpayer money to fund...
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated,
that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to address some issues today, friends, because I don't know that the American people are aware of how that they, well, in fact, are under attack. They're being assailed at every given level. Again, coming from within, not without. The orders are probably coming from without, from within, concerning those Judases that are warring against the American people, Luke 22:48. But in fact, it is happening. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Rob Prigg, who's the executive director for MASHE, Minnesota Association of Christian Home Educators, to highlight some of the information that is pertinent to every single one of us in this country. As I told you before, friends, if you don't deal with the bad guys, they're going to go ahead and reassail, and it's exactly what they're doing. Go ahead and read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Also, take a listen to this. Proverbs 21, verse 7 says, "The violence of the wicked, those that are assailing you, will destroy you." Scripture tells us, because you refuse to do justice. That's exactly right. Again, Americans, what is it that guards our liberty? Our liberties? Justice. It's right above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices in the federal government. And right above that is Moses with the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the moral law, which has never been abrogated. Justice guards our liberties. Everything that's happening today is everything but justice. Yesterday, we took the time to have none other than John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, the lead attorney, on telling you Americans how over 130 executive orders have already come down the first 100 days of Donald Trump's administration, and it's upending who we are as a people. Many of them are not congruent with the Constitution, therefore they're null and void. But if you don't know the difference, friends, they're going to go ahead and do whatever it is that you let them get away with. So in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Rob Prigg with us from MASHE. Also at the half hour mark, we're going to have our friend Alex Newman on with us as well, just to kind of reinforce what's happening. So it's not just a local thing, but it's a national thing concerning how it is they're trying to force vaccinate children. They're trying to get rid of all conscientious objectors. They're trying to go after homeschoolers, telling them what they can do, what they cannot do. Again, friends, this is what happens when you make yourself sheep. The wolves will devour. And it's what's happening not just in Minnesota, but all across the country. Now, with that said, I'm sure you guys have all heard this, but you guys have all heard of Dr. Udo Ufkat, right? He's the guy that said, "I've been a journalist for about 25 years. I was educated to lie. I was educated to betray. I was educated to not tell the truth to the public. By who? By those that paid his salary, those that wrote the scripts when he read the teleprompter. This is a guy that was converted, friends, before he was assassinated, after writing a book declaring to the world that the CIA Mockingbird Media is controlling the narrative and is in fact controlling the popular news anchors, as they call themselves, across the world. I want you to listen to again as to what he said. I've been a journalist for about 25 years. I was educated to lie, to betray, and not tell the people the truth. Okay? This is what he is telling you. He wrote a book. A year and a half later, he was dead. And again, I want you to go ahead and understand that, folks, this is how you're getting your information. And the conservatives of the day, friends, are controlled opposition. They're merely told what they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do. Because again, friends, if you haven't figured it out yet, they're not here to represent the people. They are, in fact, here to represent their golden calves that are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on their favorite news journalists who have compromised the American Republic, Article 4, Section 4, as we know it today. Now, I want to bring that up because what I want you to understand is just the other day I brought up my sisters are dying and that 33 U.S. nurses died suddenly just this last week, okay? I highlighted it last week, but the point is it was information that was pertinent to what's still going on in this country. Now, consider the fact that we're going to have Rob Prigg on with us in just a moment, and he is the head CEO over there at Mache. And we're having him on to highlight the fact that our said representatives in the halls of government are attacking us when, in fact, the state has no children. But yet they're just extracting and deriving authority out of thin air. They want to suggest to you that the people gave them delegated authority to force them into taking more poison that is now responsible concerning the bioweapon. That is now responsible for the last statistic and the last number that we received here is over 30 million people dead. Is it all going away? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. We have now a prescription to kill at home approved by the FDA. Okay, and what they're offering, friends, is nasal flu vaccination, as they call it. It's approved for at-home use that's killing kids. Friends, when are the people going to lawfully rise up and hold these individuals accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing against those 30 million people? That's just up to this point right now. Again, I don't know how to say it. I don't know which way to spin it. I've done it every direction that I know how to concerning how you are under attack. Again, look what's going on concerning the current administration and how, again, he's encompassed himself with those that are guilty of the crimes concerning the last 4 years, concerning that created crisis on so many different levels. Again, friends, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is really happening. And if, again, you look at Leviticus 26, verse 15 and 16, the Lord said that under judgment that he would appoint those that hate us to destroy us. In fact, that's where we're at today. Somebody just said to me today, well, I believe so-and-so is appointed by God. Yes, he is appointed by God, as are all men appointed by God. For what? Well, in this particular conversation that I was having earlier concerning I believe that he's there by the hand of God, and I believe that God appointed him. Well, you're exactly right. But for what? For judgment. For judgment. Friends, is Psalm 12:8, is this what you're seeing at every given level? Just let me ask you the question. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Is that what you're seeing today? Or are you seeing justice upon the heads of the guilty throughout the United States and worldwide that are responsible for the last 4 years? I just got to ask you the question. And by the way, there was many more crises before the last 4 years that we dealt with this. And that which preceded the last one that we had to deal with. And I think the American people need to wake up, as does the world. And I think the problem that the American people are having is the world is awakened, except the American people. Read Matthew 13:25. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and back by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped.
I got you, guy. Content creator got commercials right now. Pick you up in a minute.
September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 10 to 15 articles over there every day from contributors across the country that are in the culture war. As the Sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they, and they're actually getting the job done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, the morning show on the right, and on the left, the afternoon show. You can also check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, we do have guests today, but the last segment will be open. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And as Bradley Dean has famously said, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Actually, Charles Spurgeon said that of all people. So I thought that was fantastic. I like it anyways. Folks, without further ado, what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to pull up our friend Rob Prigg, the executive director of Mache, Minnesota Association of Christian Home Educators, up with us. So do we have you there, Rob?
Yes, you do.
Thank you
good
for
joining.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Rob, I got a question. Is your last name Prigg or is it Priggy?
Priggy.
Oh, it's Priggy. Okay, my bad. I wasn't sure if I was going to say Priggy or Prigg, but you know what? We got you here either way. So, again, we appreciate
it.
Yeah, I want to lay something to your candor really quick because we see what's going on in the state of Minnesota. This is national radio, just for the record, Rob. And we want to make it applicable. So what we're going to be doing is, as soon as we're done with you here, we're actually pulling up my friend Alex Newman that I was just with in Ormond, Florida, just last week. And he's going to kind of firepower as to what it is that you're sharing with us on a local level, on a national level. So with that said, can you go ahead and just outline for us what's happening in the state of Minnesota concerning this new bill, SF-1740, Amendment A-29?
Yeah, this year has been different with the Minnesota legislature. There was a lot of, if I can call it, chaos or discombobulation early in the session. So normal processes just haven't happened this year. So normally we keep a very close eye as things move through policy committees, finance committees, in the Senate, in the House, and that just didn't help us this year. On April 24th, just really moments before the Senate was going to vote, the bill, the education omnibus bill, was going to be voted on the floor of the Senate, and in it was an amendment, Amendment 29, that had three new restrictions on homeschooling, and there was no normal process for us this time to become aware of it early, to engage with legislators, to express concerns as we had them, and to be heard. So this time it was right before the floor vote. So now we're really kind of in the 11th hour in addressing this at all.
Okay. So with that, I mean, is it very telling, Rob, as to what's taking place that they would wait until the 11th hour without any interaction from the public concerning what it is that they were introducing during that particular time? Have you seen this before, or was this some sort of insidious move to get this through without public knowledge?
Well, it's a fair question. I can't attribute motives. I don't know, but it is, to your point, a bit unprecedented. We've not seen this before. And frankly, I'll go further. In this last year, the Department of Education has formed a working group and invited Mache and invited HSLDA, our law partner, into that dialogue so that things like what was in this amendment could be discussed with issues explored, issues addressed. And before this legislative session, the working group didn't complete its work. So I think what may have happened is the Senate took very incomplete work where the issues had not been addressed fully and ran with it and kind of enhanced it with, in our view, made it worse and turned it into an amendment and brought it into this omnibus bill.
Okay. Another question for you. Where, if in fact, constitutionally speaking here, where is it that, and again, I would ask in reference, and I'm just asking you off the cuff here, concerning the authority of the state to interpose itself on the behalf of the children, usurping authority over the parents, when in fact the state has no children? Where are they deriving this said delegated authority from to go ahead and interpose and mandate this by force on the families in the state of Minnesota? I'm just curious.
I don't know that I can really speak effectively to their constitutional authority, whether that be the Minnesota Constitution or the federal Constitution. But to your point, homeschooling concerns and homeschooling legislation frequently do come under the umbrella of parental rights. And the freedoms, well, frankly, the freedoms that we've had in Minnesota weren't in the law that long ago. One generation ago is when it finally got into the law through a court case and through legislation in the 80s when we had finally explicit rights to homeschool in the law. Prior to that, you could run afoul with your truant and you're going to face court and you're going to face jail time. That really was happening in Minnesota back then.
Okay, so yeah. So I have in front of me right now this amendment A-29 to SF-1740. It was adopted on the Senate floor last minute, like you said, without any public input, like you said. This amendment redefines homeschooling. What does that mean to redefine homeschooling? What is it that they're trying to spell out or define for us concerning what the representatives, the said representatives, are trying to implement?
There are three elements to this that are new, and if they all ultimately make it into law, what HSLDA will tell us is that this would be one of the most onerous and restrictive set of homeschool laws in the country.
Okay.
The three elements are, one, you must be related, so that's related to self-employment. And we said that the family structure in 2025 has stepchildren, your children, my children, even foster kids. There are a lot of homeschool situations that aren't all, quote-unquote, related. So that was an issue that we raised with the working group, and here it surfaced again, and it's still a concern. Secondly, I think the state is aware that homeschooling, you know, isn't what it was 40 years ago, that people have had a lot of innovation in this space, a lot of freedom to do what's best for their families, and so it's not all literally at home. We still call it homeschooling, but you're in after-school activities that the public school makes available. You're at museums. You've got dual enrollment like PSCO. Co-ops are leveraged. Mentoring is leveraged. Theater, acting, on and on. So it's not literally all at home, and this seems to say that it must be primarily at home,
okay,
at your residence. And that's a concern. It limits the freedom. And frankly, it begs the question, how will that be audited and controlled? Is it going to require investigations of families? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The third area
is
in some respects the most troubling. It introduces into the education laws of the state that if homeschoolers are convicted of or admitted to this long list of crimes, they can't homeschool. They're disqualified from homeschool, and there's language that says permanently disqualified.
Yeah.
Our comment in the working group as we had conversations like this is in the criminal law, if a serious offense occurs, the judge responsible for the safety of the children can look at the custody of the kids. If it's that kind of a crime that the children need to be taken from the home, temporary custody established or whatnot, that's in the criminal law. This is redundant,
yep,
and is, as best we can tell, only targeting homeschool families. Again, does that mean families that are altogether innocent, which is the vast, vast, vast majority, are going to have to endure background checks? This says if the violation occurs in Minnesota, another state, or any country, even if the violation of their list could be determined to be a gross misdemeanor or misdemeanor. Since when would a misdemeanor disqualify you permanently from homeschooling? Highly concerning.
Yes. Okay, so with that, I got you for about two more minutes. We're talking with Rob Prigge, the executive director from Mache in Minnesota, talking about what's going on, how homeschoolers are being targeted, how they're trying to remove. And this is the last point I want to make, Rob, and I'd like for you to answer it if you could. The other alarming bill that has been introduced in the Minnesota legislature is HF3239, which would eliminate all conscientious objectors for the MMR vaccine. Can you explain that? And again, we got about a minute left.
Yes, and you're right. That is there, and there's a companion bill in both bodies of the legislature, and it is... It would seem to say, because it includes homeschooling, it includes homeschool families and parents, it would seem to say that if you don't ultimately vaccine in the way that the state is now prescribing there, prohibiting any variation from that, that you would not be in compliance as a homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
That then begs the question,
yep,
what then will occur to us? So it is also very concerning. So you're right, that is another element that's in play still. Hasn't been determined ultimately, hasn't been voted on ultimately. We need people to focus on these and to voice their concerns to their representatives.
How do people get a hold of you, Rob? Sorry about that. How do people get a hold of you?
No, that's okay. Mache.org is our website, and it's a very simple matter to subscribe to us, become a member of us, and we will send these alerts and all the updates about them regularly as we're in session like we are now.
All right. I totally appreciate your time, folks. Rob Prigge for Mache, Executive Director, thank you for giving us a highlight. We got Alex Newman coming up with us on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I do want to let you know, folks, if you're in Minnesota, this isn't an isolated incident. This is happening all over the country, but they're really going hard for it right now. Because what's happening is the said governor from Nebraska, Tim Walz, the treasonous pedophile, he is attacking the American people hard and the education system hard, as is he making a prey out of the children, doing the best that he possibly can, because the people are beginning to understand that he's under 60 open investigations. Same thing going on with Keith Ellison right now, friends. And it need not stop at a resignation. It stops at impeachment and prosecution. And that's what needs to absolutely, it's imperative that it happens. Because if it doesn't happen, they're going to do it again. This is going to add strength to the next tyrant that comes in because he understands that people are going to let him do whatever he wants to do without any consequences, like he's immune, like he's a demigod, like he's above the law. Again, friends, they have in their minds that we're here to serve them rather than them understanding that they are in a limited form of representative government who operate through delegated authority. They can't just go ahead and do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. Enough of this nonsense, folks. Literally, enough of this nonsense. Without further ado, I do want to go ahead and have you call your said representatives, and it might not hurt for you to do it in the outer skirts of the state of Minnesota as well, and no against SF-1740 if you're in Minnesota, the Amendment A-29 as well. And please look up your local representatives, call them and let them know you are not going to be standing for. This will be the hill that you will die on. Because at the end of the day, friends, this is an absolute advocation of war. You're not going to get away with it. And I mean, to see it any other way than what we see happening in front of us right now. I'm going to go ahead and bring up my friend Alex Newman from the Sentinel. And with that, Alex, have you been listening, or are you just jumping on here now? Do we have Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got you now, Alex. What are your thoughts about what's going on here locally in Minnesota? And I'm sure that you're seeing this on a nationwide basis as well.
Yeah, there are absolutely national and even global efforts. And what we're seeing with Tim Walz in Minnesota is just the tip of the iceberg. It's the local expression of a global phenomenon. Obviously, homeschoolers are under assault around the world. And, of course, I have seen that up close and personal. I was living in Sweden when the government there banned homeschooling and started kidnapping homeschool children from their families. It led to a mass exodus of homeschooling families, a huge flow of, they called themselves school refugees, fleeing to Finland and Denmark. Obviously, Adolf Hitler banned homeschooling in Nazi Germany, and now more and more European governments are moving in that direction. And so they're smart enough to know that they're not going to be able to just come out and try to directly ban homeschooling in America, although that is their goal. But they understand that the education of the next generation is absolutely critical to bringing about their vision of a one-world political, economic, and even religious system. They understand that if they can indoctrinate the children, they can get their way. And so that's why this is such an important issue. I tell people I think they're concerned about the old boy who pointed out that the emperor had no clothes. Right? If you have just a handful of kids who have not been dumbed down, sexualized, brainwashed, indoctrinated to the point where they don't even know what bathroom to go into anymore, all it'll take is one of those kids to stand up and point out that the emperor is naked. And then everybody will look at each other and say, hey, wait a minute. The emperor kind of does look naked. Wait, are we allowed to say that?
Yep.
And the whole scam comes crashing down. So there is an organized effort to destroy and ban homeschooling. We're seeing that in Illinois right now. The ringleader is this lady at Harvard University here in the United States. Her name is Elizabeth Bartholet. And she wrote a piece for the Arizona Law Review just a few years ago where she called for a presumptive ban on home education. And one of her big concerns was that parents would be teaching their children things that she disagrees with. Right?
Yep.
She calls it democratic values. What she really means is socialism, communism, feminism, environmentalism, globalism, etc. So this is a very, very serious attack, and I hope the people of Minnesota and every other state will stand firm.
One of the things that you had said before you highlighted this little devil from Harvard was they. Can you give us more particulars concerning, I mean, we understand, Alex, that the devil's always found in the details. Who is they that is actually trying to implement this and usurp authority over the children of the world as things go forward here? Who are they that need to be dealt with by the people on a global scale?
Well, I wish there was a way to put this into a sound bite, Bradley. Unfortunately, there's not. I wrote a whole book about this. It was published 4 years ago called Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes. Now, for us as Christians, you know, this is obvious. You don't have to follow the news to understand what's happening. The Bible talks about this very, very clearly. It calls Satan himself the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. So if you're wondering who is the commander-in-chief of they, that's very simple. Just consult your Bible, and you'll find out very quickly what we're dealing with here. This is a satanic effort. It comes from the pit of hell. And, of course, they don't like us saying that, but it is absolutely true. The other details matter less, but they're still important. And so that's why I wrote that book, Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes. I focused in on a handful of organizations that I think are critical to understanding this, and I can list some of those. The Council on Foreign Relations is, of course, I call that Deep State Headquarters here in the United States. They're headquartered in New York. About 5,000 members at any given time, but they have really hijacked federal policy now for generations. Donald Trump is the first one who hasn't filled up his administration with CFR members. And there are a few, right? Scott Bessent is a member, Treasury Secretary, the active practicing homosexual, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. There are others who've weaseled their way in there. You have the Bilderbergers. You have the Trilateral Commission, started by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. You have the weird secret societies like Skull and Bones at Yale University with the crossbones logo.
Yep.
You have the Bohemian Grove out in Northern California, where these people get together and they plot and they scheme. And there are people with names, right? You look at George Soros and the Rockefeller dynasty and the Rothschild dynasty. I mean, these people have names and addresses. But ultimately, I think what we're dealing with, Bradley, is you have to go back to the scripture. And I think Ephesians chapter 6 really gives us the clearest presentation of what's going on. This isn't just flesh and blood, right? It's not just bad politicians and bad billionaires with crazy ideas. This is demonic. These are powers and principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And so this is ultimately a spiritual war against God, against God's people, against God's truths. And we see that manifested in a variety of ways, including an attempt to usurp the role that God has given to parents and family for the discipleship and education of the next generation.
Yeah, and I understand all of what you're saying, but I've heard this quite a bit from people about, you know, Ephesians 6 coming into play here, but we also have to understand that the devil incarnate is using minions that are willing to sell themselves out in the process of actually attacking, assailing, coming to steal, kill, and destroy, as it tells us in John 10:10, and that's why we have throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, text as well. Do we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to judge wickedness? I mean, the whole purpose of government, the institution of government today, is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. What we're seeing today, and I'm making reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, but what we're seeing today, Alex, is we're seeing just the exact opposite. We're seeing now the wicked actually justify that which they should condemn, and what they're doing is they're condemning the innocent while justifying the wicked. And then hence we have 12:8 of the Psalms, and then we wonder why this is happening. So what I'm trying to convey more than anything is we need to know who's responsible for this and hold them accountable, because, again, that provision's in place to bring about impeachment and prosecution. And until that message is sent from the American people, and I've said this 1,000 times, they're going to continue on concerning the things that they're responsible for doing until the people stand up and put a stop to it. That's what's teaching them the fear of God. And if it's diabolical, so be it. People have to stand up for their children. And I think one of the things that we can both agree on concerning the topic right now, Alex, is what we're seeing is a provocation. I think I said advocation earlier, but it's that as well. But it's a provocation of war to zero in on somebody's kids and then usurp your position as a representative now to assert parental authorities when you never received that delegated authority from the people to attack them. They must lawfully be stopped. And this is what we're seeing across the boards. They're not stopping. I mean, look at the stuff going on in Colorado right now, Alex. I mean, where they're setting up camps for fourth graders so they can have sex camps and educate them, and they're forbidding to basically enforce the law against those that prey on children, while we see in other states they're actually bringing in laws to execute pedophiles. I mean, there's a reason for all of that, and it does go back to Scripture. And I think what's happening more than anything, and I'm going to hand it over to you in a moment here, Alex, that what's happening is there's a lack of justice taking place in this country, and the bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing because the people are allowing them to do that. What say you?
I agree 100% with you, Bradley, and by invoking the fact that we're dealing with spiritual wickedness and demonic influences here, that does not in any way diminish our responsibility.
Amen.
To stand firm. This evil. In fact, we have an obligation to do that. God commands us to expose and oppose evil. In fact, he says to love the Lord is to hate evil.
Amen.
So we absolutely stand against this. And we in America, we are in a unique position, historically speaking, in that our own country's founding documents acknowledge that we, the people, are the source of authority. And so all these references you have in the scripture to the role of government, you pointed out very clearly, to punish evil, to actually be a terror unto evil doers.
Right.
That's our responsibility as Americans acting through our institutions. And so the fact that these things are happening is, I would say, a direct result of Americans and Christians in particular not following God's instructions.
Amen.
About government, not following God's instructions about family. And you're right, we have all the tools we need to hold these people accountable.
Alex, can I? I got a hard break coming up on me right now. Can I hold you over for a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking to Alex Newman from Sentinel, Liberty Sentinel, out of Ormond, Florida. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got Liberty Sentinels Alex Newman with us right now. And I just want to get back, Alex, to what we were talking about, because when I look throughout Scripture, I see the heart of God is justice and judgment. I see the very habitation of God. Psalm 97, which you were making reference to, is you that love the Lord hate evil and love the good. It talks about that in Romans 13 as well. And then we go on and on and on. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Jeremiah 9:24. Again, the heart of God is justice and judgment. If it wasn't, Christ would have never went to the cross in the first place, which was what? A judgment upon the head of the prince of the world. And I think too much and too often do we overlook our responsibility. And we already talked a little bit about this during the last segment, but I think that's the prevailing duty that is where we can look at the American people and say you're derelict of this duty in the sense of upholding the law and condemning the wicked, because we can see clearly our representatives have lost their place. And and it's been this way for decades in this country, if not for centuries, or at least a century and a half. concerning where we're at today, because incrementally we see us going backwards. We're losing more of our God-given rights, not because they've been taken away, but because we forfeited them. And that all comes back to the fact that the American people are not in this fight. And when we look to the example that our forefathers gave us, oh my goodness, I mean, 3/4 of that documentation, the Declaration of Independence, is what our forefathers wouldn't put up with. And look what their posterity has put up with, going so far now as to allow the said representatives to make a prey out of their children. And that is the topic of what we're talking about today, where they're usurping the authority of the parents by playing the parents. And yet the state has no children, Alex. I mean, this is way out of control. And you have a lot of kids. You have a lot of kids to fight for. And I think people oftentimes fail to understand that we're not here just fighting for our kids. We're fighting for our posterity the same way that our forefathers fought for us. What say you?
Absolutely. And yes, the state is trying to usurp our role and responsibility and our rights over our children. But the only way that they've been able to get away with that is through the voluntary complacency and connivance of parents.
Amen.
So I always emphasize this. There's nobody in the world forcing you to hand your children over to the government for 5 days a week, for 8 hours a day, for 9 to 10 months out of the year. There is nobody who's forcing you to do that. Right this moment, in every one of the 50 states, you have the option to withdraw from this wicked system. And if you open up your Bible, what you'll find is very, very clear instructions for how Christians are to raise and educate and disciple their children. Start with Ephesians 6:4. Disciple them, teach them, nurture them in the fear, the discipline, the nurture, the admonition, the instruction of the Lord. And of course, as Christians, we should take that to heart. Yes, it's true that the state is completely out of control, but if we as citizens, if we as parents, if we as Christians did not allow that, it wouldn't be happening. So we have not just the ability, but the responsibility to put a stop to this, and I think it begins with something very simple. And everybody says, well, we got to change Congress. We got to make a new law.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to change Congress or make a new law to pull your children out. So let's start with what we can do right this moment.
Amen.
And then forward from there.
Amen. Alex, what is some of the kickback? Because you're killing it right now, not just nationwide, but worldwide, as far as how you're being called to address this issue on a worldwide basis. What has been the response, and how has your efforts been rewarded from on high? I'm taking that and equating that to John Quincy Adams, who said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. What has been the fruit of your ministry worldwide concerning the message that you're giving even to us right now? I'm curious.
Well, I appreciate it, Bradley. And so I've been pushing on this for over a decade. I've been telling people that you've got to get your children out of these institutions masquerading as public schools. And when I first started, this was probably 2014, 2015, where I became very, very public and very, very vocal, urging people to get their kids out. The pushback was enormous. Well, you know, we pay taxes. Well, you know, we have to. Well, I went to public schools and it was fine. But over the last 10 years, I've seen an incredible shift. It's fascinating to me that people who wouldn't have been caught dead 10 years ago advocating that parents remove their children from these institutions are now doing so loudly and boldly, including people at the highest levels. I actually had Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth endorse my book, which is basically an expose of government schools and a call on parents to remove their children from the schools and disciple them biblically at home and in Christian education programs. So I've been very pleased to see that since we started this, millions and millions of families have left the government school system. I did a speaking tour in 2019 called Rescuing Our Children, where I traveled across the entire United States. I did 150 talks in 4 months in 44 states, five countries, and the message was the same at every stop. Here's what's going on. Here's the wicked men who built this system. Here's what they're doing to your children. Now it's time to obey God and remove your children from this system. And we got some pushback, but I think after sitting there and listening for an hour to what was going on, even a lot of public school teachers, even a lot of protesters who had come started to see my point. And I think the tide is turning, Bradley, and I'm very grateful that that's happening. I think God is really at work here. But I will caution now that some people are taking this message and saying, yep, government schools are garbage, you've got to get your kids out.
Yep.
And now it's a fresh attack, right? UNESCO, the UN Education Agency, is now saying, look, all these kids are leaving the system. We've got to give them all tax money so that we can impose our goals, our requirements, our curricula, our standards, our testing on them. And so that's the next front that we're going to have to fight on.
Yeah, and that was my next question as to, because we see the extremities as to what's taking place from the said governors throughout the United States now trying to implement and try to push through these agendas onto the family. I figured that there was something behind that, obviously, that they're getting to the point of extremity. And I think what's happening more so than anything else is that it's very telling as to what they're doing and why it is that they're doing what they're doing. And I think that this all goes back to the funding per student in a public school and how important that is for them to have that money in school. Is that a contribute another factor into why it is that they want to make sure homeschoolers, you can't do that anymore. We want to put you in a public schools because of that money that's being basically allocated onto them? So they can remain in control?
Well, that's a big part of it, right? The teachers' unions and the public school establishment do have a vested interest here. But if you look at who is advocating for some of these quote-unquote school choice programs, what you find is people like Bill Gates, right?
Yep.
Nobody can accuse Bill Gates of being a Christian who hates the public school system and wants what's best for children. And so what they're trying to do here, they're trying to blur the lines between government indoctrination masquerading as education and Christian schools and home schools so that they can eventually rope us all into their system. Yeah. And again, I've got the smoking gun documents that this is what they're planning. I have a UNESCO 2022 General Education Monitoring Report where they explicitly say we've got to open up the flow of tax money to private schools, Christian schools, and home schools so that we can make them do what we want. I mean, almost in exactly those terms. It's a very flagrant way trying to do here. So they cannot accept that there are children who are growing up with a good, godly, Bible-centered education, and they will stop at nothing to get our children.
Yep.
So this is going to be a battle. It's going to continue raging for generations.
Yeah, we got Liberty Sentinel's Alex Newman with us right now, folks. Alex, how do people get a hold of you? We got about 1 minute left.
Easiest way, if you want to sign up for my newsletter, libertysentinel.org. I'm also senior editor at the New American Magazine. You can check it out at thenewamerican.com. And then I'm on X, AlexNewman_JOU. And for those looking for the book, it's on Amazon, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. And thank you very much for having me, Bradley.
Of course. Thank you, Alex. I totally appreciate you, guy, in more ways than you may know, my friend. And again, I'm glad you're out there doing what you're doing because there's very far and few between. But again, the Lord never used the majority to prevail. He always used the minority, and I'm glad that you're a part of that.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Yep, we'll see you. Folks, okay, so we got about a minute left here. I wanted to cover a couple other things, but it was absolutely pertinent, important. And again, the word imperative comes to my mind right now, that people understand what's going on. If you want the whole system to collapse, friends, where they have no control over anything to do with you or your children, you got to get them out of the public school. You see what it's infiltrated with. You see those that are being used to raise up the said children that are being dropped off by those that profess to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are being illegally indoctrinated. Folks, you call them your sworn enemies. You got to talk to people. You got to share people these podcasts. You got to share with people these radio shows, these Rumble feeds, and you got to get the word out of there, friends, or out there, I'm sorry, because once we pull the kids, it's all over for them. It's just really, truly that simple. So therefore, if we fail to do so, we cannot complain about what we tolerate. And don't you dare accuse your children of the way that you raise them, because after all, Jesus addressed that as well in Luke 7:35, where he said, wisdom is justified by your children. Don't complain about your children because you are the one that raised them up. Get your kids out of public schools. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Bradley Dean signing off. Again, 1 John 3:18. See ya.